0% financing is not the only way to boost sales. A small San Francisco company is helping some of the nation's trendiest retailers sell more by picking their music. The theory goes that you can sell more clothes, sofas, cars, you name it, by playing the right music in the background. Choosing that music is a minor science, as NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
It was the week before Christmas. 17-year-old Andrea was browsing through a Pottery Barn in Washington. A jazzy Christmas standard wafted through the air. Not exactly teenage music, but Andrea said she liked it.
The music kind of just like adds to like a really like nice kind of stylish mood to it, so it kind of makes me want to shop a little more.
Bingo. That's what Jeff Daniel wants to hear. His company, Rock River Communications, picks the music shoppers here at Pottery Barn. Singers like Tony Bennett, Harry Belafonte, and Ella Fitzgerald.
It's not that music is inciting the consumer to buy a $1,200 couch, but this is a way for a brand or a retailer to associate themselves and their image and their brand with great music.
The music is tied into the store's theme for the season, and it's sold on CDs at the store. This fall, for example, Pottery Barn featured a CD that was lush with nostalgia for the 40s, 50s, and 60s, a time when the cocktail hour was almost a religious ritual.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
Tricia Selman is vice president of brand communications at Pottery Barn.
There was going to be a big emphasis on a cocktail story, and we went back to Rock River and said, you know, can you give us something? And they came back with Straight Up, which was classics with a twist. And so they were just really fun songs by Dean Martin and Tony Bennett and Mel Torme and Louis Armstrong.
Pottery Barn has sold over 2 million of Rock River CDs since 1995. They aren't the only ones using music to define and establish a brand. The breakthrough in this field came in the early 1990s when lingerie retailer Victoria's Secret put out its first anthology of classical music. It's put out many more since then, and some have become bestsellers in the classical music category. James Twitchell, professor of English and marketing at the University of Florida in Gainesville, says he understands why music has become such a powerful selling tool. After all, in this age of almost identical machine-made products, it's hard for Pottery Barn to argue that its candles are better than the ones at Walmart, he says.
So how much more efficient to generate an emotional response? Emotional branding is what it's called in the marketing jargon. It's much more efficient to generate a feeling and essentially to sell the feeling back to the person whose emotional life you are trying to manipulate.
Choosing the music is part science, part art, says Jeff Daniel. Take the CD Rock River did for Eddie Bauer this year. Daniel says Eddie Bauer gave his company detailed demographic information about its customers and the kind of music they like.
But I think the best way to get a feel for one of these brands is to spend some time in their stores. Watching people interact with the products in there, whether it's our CDs or the clothing or products, watching what type of person is in there and what they're shopping for, and then knowing and somewhat guessing what type of music they'll be into and what they'll be open to.
Rock River's recent CD for Neiman Marcus had a very different feel. Neiman's had a French theme this fall. The CD evoked the American infatuation with France, with singers like Nat King Cole, Dinah Washington, and Lena Horne.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall.
The company behind these CDs is small, just 10 people. Daniel likes to say they're a bunch of failed musicians who found a way to make a living at music. Rock River is growing fast. Sales are expected to be $10 million this year, up 80% from last year. Not bad for a bunch of failed musicians. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.
Why, oh, why do I love Paris? Because my love is me.